This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:39 on the sweet spot on a Friday as we cruise into the weekend. And yes, Myers Garden going to be happening for some Masters watching with the Hardline. We'll hook up with them in just a little bit. Some why today doesn't suck, but congratulations to Corby Davidson, who won himself an e-break this morning. Our very own Lando was nominated, but didn't get the votes. But we have to see who's the best of the rest this week, and we throw it to Justin for the NIT.
Thank you very much, Sean. And I felt a little bad about last week that we were only able to do three. So we're going to do a little bit of a make good, and we're going to pick from seven today.
Whoa, nice.
We have a healthy batch. So we will start with candidate number one here, which is from our very own Stars post-game show. This is one Bruce Levine.
Okay.
Now, he isn't grunting or making any guttural noises here. You'll pretty much be able to understand him. But
pretty much.
he tries to come up with a new nickname for a line pairing, and I don't think he knows what else it might actually mean. Oh.
Pounces on the rebound, slams it home, and Dallas ties the game 3-3. You do not expect your fourth line of Blackwell, Beck, and Hughes. Should we call them the BBC line?
I don't know. Yeah. We can find a better...
Blackwell, for the moment, we're going with the BBC line. And they get Dallas the fourth line.
Yeah, I don't think Bruce knows what that word means.
I actually heard that on the post game last night, and Michael Dixon did not know how to handle it.
You sure? It sounded like he handled it well.
I don't know.
That's a good reaction. So if the Stars did have a BBC line, what one would it be? I don't think they have one that qualifies.
Well, they have no British players, so I don't think you can handle
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. You may also need to brush up on the most common use of BBC. Uh-huh. I'll send you some videos.
I'm sure you will.
All right, there is Bruce Levine as candidate number one. Candidate number two here on the NIT break. We're going to call this a Baldy combo platter, a ticker combo platter. He had a couple of screw-ups here. One, he screws up dear friend of the show, Kyle Higashioka's name.
Oh, no.
The other one, our ticker guys, and Lando can attest to this, are charged sometimes with handling sports
every day, Monty.
You sound pumped. With handling sports updates for some of our sister stations, and Baldy forgot which station he was on.
Oh.
So here's a little combo.
The Stars get a much-needed win, 4-3 against the Flames. The W keeps Dallas 2 points in front of Minnesota for second in the Central ahead of their matchup tomorrow night. Kyle Higashioka goes 2-for-3 with a homer, helping the Rangers beat the Mariners 3-2. Skip Schumacher praising the catcher's performance.
Hey, guys.
Orlando scraping by Dallas 115-114 in the first matchup in early March. It's a 7:30 tip with Mavs postgame after that on the ticket. I'm Ryan Baldwin on WB. Oh, that is the ticket ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin, Sports Radio 96.7, 13 to the ticket.
Oh. He caught himself there at the end, but he got you okay.
Yeah, it's some free labor for our friends upstairs that you guys have to do every day. Well, that was very Porky Pig, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ahead of their matchup tomorrow night. Kyle Higashioka goes 2-for-3.
That's all.
Kyle Higashioka.
Poor Baldy.
Just go with Higgy.
That's great.
So Baldy and Ticker Troubles is candidate number two.
BBC Baldy.
Speaking of a combo platter, we have two separate EA nominees here, both from Elf Show this past Sunday. First off, this gets every producer at one point or another. You think that you edited a piece of audio. Mm-hmm. And you did not. Elf wanted to hear how upset Gino Auriemma was. So we'll play some of that, and then you'll get their reaction.
There were six fouls called that quarter, all of them against us. And they've been beating out of our guys down there the entire game. And I'm not making excuses because we haven't been able to make a shot. But this is ridiculous.
I'm going to jump ahead. By the way, that was beeped post, not live.
Come on, man. This is for the national championship.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
See, when I first listened to it, I thought that was censored. So I apologize.
That's all right. Nice
dump that. Sorry. It sounds, because when you sit back and listen, it sounds like it's censored.
Dump that. Damn it.
Listen, I have the best crew. The guys just this. They catch the fumble. They got the tip pass. We got everything. Well done.
How can you sit back and listen and think it's censored when it's just clearly not?
Yeah, that excuse makes no sense.
At all.
No. It sounded like it was going to be censored.
That S-bomb sure sounded bleep.
I don't know. It sounded like a bleep to me, boss.
You got to pass the buck. All right. Up next, also EA had trouble with a 40-liner.
Dan Hutt. It's major station announcement time. This Tuesday morning at 8:15 during the Musers on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Muse, the Wow, Signal Tourists coming to Dos Equis Pavilion on August 14th with special guests Portugal, the Man, and the Temper Trap. Get tickets at LiveNation.com. Text Muse to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
The Temper what?
Trap.
Oh, that was delicious. Hey.
You ever deal with your lady? Give me a little lip back.
This
being
is just
a temper tramp.
Just an observation. I feel like if EA didn't try to do the big announcer voice,
yes,
he would have a lot, well, I wouldn't say a lot less problems, but he would have less problems.
Yeah. When he reads, you can definitely tell where the line ends and he goes to the next line.
Okay.
Portugal.
Well, he's
the man.
Falling with his finger.
Bryson DeChambeau.
All right, so there is a couple from Dear EA.
Good dude.
Candidate number 5 here on the NIT break. This is technically labeled as Jay, but I probably should bear some responsibility here. This was, of course, yesterday during Why Today Doesn't Suck, when Jay didn't know who to throw it to because bullets were flying.
Shout out to Evan Grant. Good dude.
Yeah.
It's our friend. Oh, there he is. Robot Evan Grant.
Get you an Evan Grant burger tomorrow.
Right.
At Rodeo Go.
Can't wait. And at 2:59, Jay Haas.
Thank you, Mino. Give me the Vin.com and Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you I don't really know who.
Me.
I don't
Corby,
really know
not
right
Corby.
Now.
Corby. That was one of the weakest intros I've ever heard.
I didn't know.
Oh. I throw it to you every day.
The man to my right is gone. And no one has told me anything.
It's going to be okay.
Okay.
I just don't Line
four
know
guys
right
calling.
Now.
Look, y'all were scrambling. I get it. We'll put that one on
I don't.
Me.
I don't put that on you, Justin.
I'll put that on Jay.
Yeah.
Because we might have to go
like, Jay, go ahead, man.
Like, you can be confused.
I have no idea who's hosting this or what's happening right
sure,
now.
Sure, but still clearly read the sponsors, because let's be honest, like, that's the reason we're here.
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Oh, you're a little early.
Give me the Vin.com.
All right.
It's a nice make good.
Well, the committee has spoken. Apparently it's on Jay. Mm-hmm. All right, candidate number 6 here. This is on one Bob Sturm. They're talking about a hockey player that Corby thinks sounded like a Native American. And so he wants credit for knowing who that guy is. And then Bob has a very unfortunate phrase.
You're saying you are one of him?
Uh-huh. Are you looking for him to have a big night? Or
no.
What are you saying
no,
about
I
Zach Whitecloud?
I was asking if he was on the team.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, Corby. He's on the team.
Right.
Could somebody get Corby a blanket? He's getting a little cold in here.
Not a diseased blanket.
Oh, yeah. Jeez,
no, just
Bob.
Corby's cold.
Unbelievable you'd bring that up. That's you pick him bad.
Do we have any cholera blankets around?
What is going on?
Corby?
What is happening?
You know how he loves his blankets.
I was trying to make sure.
What were you going to try and trade for?
You give me all your houses.
Give me your Kia and your finger paint mansion.
Maybe your computer is sitting there and I'll give you a little blanket.
Give me one of your closets. All right, interstitial.
Yeah. All right, let's end it. That's not on Bob. That's on Davey for taking it there.
Honestly, the hard line's been on fire.
They have.
Either way, Bob issued the joke.
Blanket.
We're going to put it on Bob.
Sure.
Why not give it
okay.
to Bob? And finally, candidate number 7 here, before we vote, this is on, I'm going to put this on Travis. This was when Donovan was out on Monday. If you know the invasion's formula for who brings it back and who throws it to break, Matt always brings it back, and then Donovan always throws it to the next segment. Well, Travis got confused when he was filling in for Donovan and you get some bumper cars to start a segment.
At the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory on April 21st. That's a pair of premium seats, exclusive VIP-only merch, an autographed poster, and more.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Sorry.
It's okay. If you want to do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Don't mind.
Sorry.
I thought I was bringing it in.
I just said I would do it. I would bring him in.
Oh, I thought you meant
I said I would.
No. Donnie always goes, oh, no.
Sorry. It's okay.
Online. We're figuring it out together.
Yeah,
online.
No.
But yes, it is 9:36. It is the invasion. Travis is in for Daddy. I mean, in for Donnie.
We're doing great. Look, we had some unscheduled changes today, so we're catching up. We're
Daddy
catching
is
up.
In for Travis, who is in for Donnie.
Yes.
It's a Daddy for Travis for Donnie.
Yes. So you in, me out.
Yeah.
Daddy liners.
Yes. We got it.
Yeah. Now we're on the right page now.
It's called...
Man, that is some main character energy by Travis right there.
Maybe don't send that to the Marconi committee.
No.
Do you like how Travis was like, no, you can go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know you're the host.
I know it's your show, but yeah, go ahead.
And I told you that.
I would do it.
We had this formula, but I told you I was going to do it. Jackass. So, and they're trying really hard to not fight again.
Yeah.
And so there's just this tiptoeing around each other.
Yeah.
It's awkward,
just
but again,
bubbling under the surface, all that tension.
That is definitely a segment that Matt was supposed to bring back, so we'll put that on Travis. All right, let's vote. Is it BBC Bruce? Is it Baldy having trouble in the ticker booth? EA not editing? EA in the temper tramp? Jay and Monty, whoever, Bob's Blankets, or Travis? Let's start the voting with Jay.
Give me the BBC.
All right. I'm guessing you mean Bruce, not me. Sean.
But eat. That's Baldy, folks.
All right. Lando.
Baldy.
Mino.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, you
go. Okay.
No.
I said I would do it.
All right. I think I would vote for EA not editing the audio, but either way, Baldy is the only one that got multiple votes, so Baldy will win this week's NIT break, giving him, I don't know that he's ever won one before.
Look at that.
I think that's a good first.
Yeah, he is not. So congrats, Baldy, on your first NIT break.